Okay, so I want to talk about the Shechuach HaRav a little bit. So we saw, Tosis learns that the reason for Bdiko, Midrabanon, Midraisa, it's enough to have Bittel. If you don't do Bittel, you need Bdiko Midraisa to take up Matzi. But if you did Bittel, then you don't need Bdiko Midraisa. So why did the Rabbanon require Bdiko? The Tosis learns, Shema Yavalachle. So we were bothered. What is Tosis going to do with the Gemara of Zayim and Beis? The Gemara of Zayim and Beis learns the din Bdikal or Haner, which is the din of our Mishnah, Mitzir Michipus. And Michipus Mineris and Mineris Miner. So it seems that the din Bdikal is coming from Bayro by Yimotze. So even if it's only an Asmachta, the Lashon Gemara, Shin Raya Dover, Zechla Dover, it's Lashon of an Asmachta. Rashi's Mashmali Asmachta is only the Ner part. The Chipus is a. But even if we'll say not that way, we'll say the whole Drosh is an Asmachta. But you see that they made the Asmachta, they built the Asmachta. If he tastes lechayr, it's really nothing to do with bayir abayim motzei. It has to do with shachle. So one possibility, which we talked about, it's still a doichuk, that since bayir abayim motzei itself, many rishonim write the Ran and there's a Tash and others, that bayir abayim motzei itself, the Torah said bayir abayim motzei because the Torah was afraid. The lashon of the pasuk is ki kol oichel machmetzis v'nichrso. The reason why it's early motzei v'teichem is because. So it's a kind of deraisa dika shema yavala achle. So therefore, when the one said that you need dika shema yavala achle, so that's a kind of, that's sort of similar to Bayoba. Bayoba Yamatsi is the deraisa version of shema yavala achle. And this is the rabbanimdika version of shema yavala achle. It's not inappropriate to make the asmachta for dika's chametz on the pasuk of Matsi. That's what we said at the time. In the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says, he doesn't say it to answer this question. He doesn't make it clear what he's coming to answer. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav says a word that he says like this. He says a chiddush that now that Chazal were matzrich b'diko, and he brings two reasons for b'diko. He says b'til enough, so he brings the reason of the Ran Shem Eloi Yavatul B'Lev Shalom. He brings the reason of Tosfos Shem Yavoy La'ochle, and then he says according to both reasons. Now that Chachamim said that we don't rely on Bittul, and you have to have Bdiko. So in effect, what Chachamim did was that they said that Bittul and Hefker don't take off Bal Yorah Bayimotzeh. We derise that Bittul takes off and Hefker take off Bal Yorah Bayimotzeh. The Rabbanan said that even if you're Mavatel, or even if you're Mafkir, it doesn't take off Bal Yorah Bayimotzeh. And therefore, Midr Rabbanan, you're going to be over, it's lost means you're going to be over Bal Yorah Bayimotzeh Midr Bay Seifer. You're going to be and you need the bdika to take off the derabon dika bal yor bayimotzei. Bittul deraisa dika bal yor bayimotzei. And the bdika takes off the derabon dika bal yor bayimotzei. Atkan from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and he says it both in Rashi and he says it both in the Ran of Shem Eloi Yavatul. It doesn't say names. Derech Shulchan Aruch Harav doesn't say names, but he says it both of Shem Eloi Yavatul B'Lev Shalom, which is one of at least of one way to understand Shitas Rashi. And in the reason of Tosfos, of Shema Yavoy La'ochle. Kachi says, the point is, Chazal now said, that Bittul and Hefker don't work to take off Bal Yorah Bayimotzeh, you're over Bal Yorah Bayimotzeh. He says it twice. He says it in Siman Tov Lamed Aleph, Isdalad. He said it again in Tov Lamed Hey, Isdalad, where he's talking about Bika Achar Pesach. So Machaikas Yishonim, if after Pesach you have to be Baidik Chometz in order to find Chometz Sha'oval of a Pesach, Rashi holds. And Tosis holds that you do. Shem Yavol Ochle. It's no longer Bal Yorah Bayimotzeh, but there's still a Shem Yavol Ochle. After Pesach, you have to be Beidik Shem Yavol Ochle. So, but that's already without a bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav is, why is that without a bracha? How come the Bdika that's Kaidim HaPesach, or even on Pesach, if you forgot before? So you Beidik on, that's with the bracha. And after Pesach is without a bracha. So he says, with this Hasbara, that Pesach, and even on Pesach, the Bdika is to take off Bal Yorah Bayimotzeh. Because midrabbanan is to labor bal yorah bayimotzeh, so a bdika that's to take off bal yorah bayimotzeh, that's a tashbis bdika, that's a bdika of the mitzvah of tashbisu. So that is a bracha. The bdika achar there's no longer bal yorah bayimotzeh, even midrabbanan. So after Pesach, it's only shem yorah v'lo'achle. A bdika, pure shem yorah v'lo'achle, that's not a tashbisu bdika, and that doesn't require a bracha. So there also he says this word, that the bdika's chametz, it's tashbisu dik, even according to because it's to take off Bayor by Matsu with the Rabbanim, the Bayor by Matsu with the Beis Sefer. So that's a Mayor Dika Chiddush. If we're going to go with this, so then it's much more Gishmak, the Gemara and the Abzayin. Maybe it's much more Gishmak, the Gemara and the Abzayin. He doesn't say it's Mokar. Maybe this isn't Mokar even. That now the Gemara and the Abzayin that learns out Dikas Chometz from Mitzim 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 Mechipos. Right. And we have, according to Tosfos, it's only Shem Yovel Ochle. It's not for Bayu Abayi Matze. Bayu Abayi Matze you took care of with Bittl. Chanar Chav is Gevaldik. Bittl takes off the Bayu Abayi Matze with the Raisa. But they still have the Rabbanon Dika Bayu Abayi Matze. And the Bdik is that they took off the Rabbanon Dika Bayu Abayi Matze. So they made the Asmachta for Bdika on the Pasuk of Loim. He's some tremendous Rebach. This Chanar Chav is a tremendous Rebach. Reconcile Tosfos with the Gemara and Daf Zayin Omid Beis. Maybe another a siyuah to the Shulchan Aruch Harav. If you say not like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and if you say that bittul really works 100%, Chazal didn't undo the bittul works 100%, and Tosfos also in Daf Dalet that bittul is mitam hefker, so it's really a hefker, and the chametz becomes hefker, and nonetheless you have to be beidik shem yavel la'achloi, but not because the bittul was in. The bittul is 100% effective, even with Rabban, and it takes off Bar Yoh Bayimatzeh. And you're outside now, Bar Yoh, and you have Chomet Shal Hefka, and you still in all have to be Baidik because Shem Yoh Balachle. So that would mean, Bia Bdika and Biur, even for Chomet that doesn't belong to you. After bittul, the Chomet doesn't belong to you. It's a Hefka Dika Chomet. And still Bdika and a Chiyah Biur. And you have to find it and destroy it. So it's a little bit is that, and Goyish Chomets, the Gemara says, Beferish, that if you have Goyish Chomets in your house, you don't have to destroy it. To make a Mechitz Asar. So that much, Mechitz Asar you have to make, but you do not have to get, you don't have to throw the Chomets out. There's no Chiyu Biur on Chomets that doesn't belong, that Chomets of a Goy. So why is Chomets of Hefker any different? L'chayra, you see from the fact that Chomets of a Goy have in your house, you have to make a Mechitz, but you don't have to do more than that. So why is Chomets that's Hefker any different? Also, and mechitza asar, you should have to make. But why do you have to get rid of it? Why should it be your? I'm not even sure there's chiyuv bdika in chametz of a guy. It's hard to know what it will be. If I know that in my house there's chametz of a guy, but I don't know where it is there a chiyuv bdika? You have to be bdika to make a mechitza asar, maybe. I don't know. But a chiyuv bir for sure you don't have chametz of a guy. So chametz of hefkel chayosh should be the same thing. But an amish that says that even if Battle and Tosfos bittul is mitam hefker. So now you have chametz of hefker. So if you have chametz of hefker, and yet you have a beer. So maybe we can mechalek chametz of hefker is worse. Maybe there's a bigger shema yovel ochle hefker because nobody owns it. You might be zeich in it. Chametz of a goy. Maybe you're going to be more reluctant to eat it. Maybe it's a shema yovel ochle. Any of that. But the filish shulchan aruch harav, it's good. It's good. Chazal said that bittul and hefker don't work midrabanan. That if you have chametz and you kill it or you mafkir it, but it's still in your rishus, so that the rabanan said that it doesn't work and it's still called your chametz, and therefore you have a chiyuv bdika bir. So I think that's also more geshmak according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and could this even a chiddush din? What if I have chametz in my house that's hefker, but I never owned it? It was hefker. It was never mine. That's chametz that once upon a time belonged to me, but I was mevatel it or I was mafker it. I have chametz in my house. It was never mine. It's hefker from the it's hefker from it was always hefker miyalim. Is there a chiyuv bdika bir? So il mole the Shulchan Aruch Harav, I would say yeah. Bittul makes every chametz, and nonetheless is the nisha they have to baidukum of Hashem yovel ochli with the brach even. So what's the difference? I was mafkir or chomets. It was hefker. Either way, it is. It's chomets shel hefker. And the Gemara and the Chazal said, the Mishnah says that on chomets of hefker in my rishus can't rely on the fact that you are mafkir. Yeah, by dikum malar. So the chomets that was always hefker will be the same thing. Mashenkin according to the Rav, it's probably not true. If you have chomets of hefker in your rishus, bittel and hefker, Chachomer said it doesn't work. They said it's not effective. And therefore, you still have a chiyuv. You still have a chiyuv by matzeh. Darbon de Kabayo Bay Motse. But that's chomis that once upon a time belonged to me. I it Chazal said that the Hefka doesn't work, and it's still mine. I'm everybody Rabbi Motse, me Darbonim. But chomis that was never mine, so there I talk, it won't be everybody Rabbi Motse. So on such a chomis, there won't be a Chiyub Dikubir. For sure not with the bracha. Maybe without a bracha, it'll be like chomis after Pesach, that you're Baydik without a bracha. Fot Shemi Yavalach. Not sure. Not sure, and maybe not even, because maybe it's like chomets of a guide is not even a shachle at all, and chomets that was never mine. But with the bracha for sure, I think that's not gemin in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, a rishus, and in the rishus there's chomets that was never yours, and that was never yours. It was always hefka. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, there won't be a chiyuv dikum with the bracha. That's how it should stand to reason. Even if it's a shem yovel achle, but it's not about yovel by motzi midivay seifim. So it's like chometz at maximum after Pesach. You better do it out of bracha. I'm wondering how it stems with the Gemara about Basker and Daf Dalet. Over there, as it said, the seicher is by dik. The chometz belongs to the masker. Shem hold there's no bal yirah by motzi. Rashi holds that there's bal yirah by motzi even on chametz that's not mine but belongs to another Jew. The goyim is medayik and Rashi. The Gemara says shochay atarei atarei shalachem. There's no bal yirah by chametz that's not yours. So Rashi learns chametz not yours means goyish chametz. So the goyim is medayik that goyish chametz, but yiddish chametz in my rishus I am over bal yirah by motzi. That's the Goyen says it in Rashi. I think the Goyen holds that that's the Emes. He says it in the Shulchan Aruch too. But others of other Chaylik, they hold there's no Stam other Rishonim even. We'll have to see going forward. But Akapon, if you assume not like the Goyen, the Chometz that belongs to the Maskir, the Seich is not over by Yerol by Matzai, and yet the Gemara is at Sa'ad that the Seich with the Bracha. How would that stem with the Shulchan Aruch? How can the Seich be Baidik with the Bracha? Chomets that belongs to the masker. So Elamai Shemi Yovel Ochle, but it's a Shemi Yovel Ochle Rabbi Motze, even with the Veseifer. Not quite sure about this part. In order to be bedek with the bracha, you need a bal yirah b'yimotzim d'ifei seifrim. Where does bal yirah b'yimotzim d'ifei seifrim come from? From the fact that chazal, the bittul doesn't work. Bittul and hefka don't work. So kiel is still mine. But chomesh shel maskir is for sure not mine. And yet the gemara did al seifrim livdik. And livdik l'chayim means with the bracha. Avad it means with the bracha. So how can the seifrim be bedek with the bracha? He doesn't have a bal yirah b'yimotzim. I don't know. Maybe we'll have to try to remember when we get to Daf Dalet. The car gets Daf Dalet after the mission. Remember the Kudu. How can it be at Sad of Allah Seicha Livdaik? Rav, the Bracha needs the Bar Yerah Bar Yerotzim Yedivei Seifrim. What kind of Bar Yerah Bar Yerotzim Yedivei Seifrim could the Seicha have? Does he say, let the go? That is Bal Yerah Bay Matzah, and Yiddish Chomis is Bal Yerah Bay Matzah, even if it's not mine. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch Rav that also needs to be checked. Needs a bdika. No pun intended. Anyway, let's see weiter. So that's the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and like I said, it's a Gavaldik Yishuv, how to reconcile Tosfos with the Gemara and Dav Zayin, Mitzium, Mitzium, Mitzium. How to rival that Rashi doesn't hold like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. That Rashi holds that the Chiyuv Bdika has nothing to do with Bal Yerah, even Mitivei Seifrim. I mean, no, that's the wrong way to say it. The Chiyuv Bdika does have to do with Bal Yerah by Motzi. Rashi says Shliyavo Bal Yerah by Motzi. But that Rashi is chelik on the Shulchav's idea that Chazal said Bittul doesn't work. Chazal made the Bittul inoperable. I think Rashi can't hold the way. because the Gemara that valid of Seichel Masker. So we haven't done the Gemara yet. But I'll just tell you that Abakitsu. The Gemara says that valid Gemara is a bayah. Somebody was Masker Chaveri be a Dalid. So the Chomets belongs to the Masker. Any Chomets is there, it came from the Masker. Seichel is the one in the house. So it's a Shailen Gemara, a bayah. Almi lived like. Rashi over there says, Rashi asks, he said, what do you mean Almi lived like? He's the one who has to be baidah. I'm saying it wrong. Remember, so let me show you right, because hold on a second. So I have beside you all of Gemara Pesachim in front of you. Take a look at Ashin Abdallah Bral. You can get too enamored of the it's in the wide lines in Rashi lines. Let's take a look at the Gemara first. So first has to be arrived from mezuzah. Thus, Masker buys the chaver last. The mezuzah is on the one who's living in the house. So the seichel is the one living in the house. So the Gemara's place. Very emotionally, most chagi dalad al masker lived like mishamos dalad al seichel lived like. That's it. Rich Sugya, it's Hashem talking about it. But let's show you the Rashi. Rashi Chayves Hador. So Rashi says, so Rashi explains about Mezuzah, Lefishi Mishamosai, to Beischa Bioscha Nichnas Vyatsibo, Abal Hocha, Dikas Chomes Derabon. He says, Dikas Chomes is a Derabon. Well, you're all by Motse. You're all by Motse. Oma Lakama, Dagala Bibitl Bialmo. You must see. For Bal Yerol by Motzi, Bittel takes it off. So now we have a bayah. Who is the tier on the masker or on the secha? That's the Rashi. So it says in Rashi like this. It says, Rashi will bother by Akasha. That's the bayah. By Motzi. Bayah, Lashkalivdek, Lashkalivdek. There's a chiyuv. There's a din by Rabbi Motzi. That should come in the shaila.
It's breaking up a little bit.
Breaking up again. You know what? Let me call.
Would it be possible maybe for Rabbi to call in?
I don't remember the phone number. Tell me the phone number while we're still connected. Somebody, tell me the phone number. You guys.
Yeah, we're pulling it up.
8592. And what's the password?
Meeting ID.
The meeting ID?
Pound.
What's the meeting ID?
786.
6.
857.
Mm-hmm.
01.
Mm-hmm.
96. And pound.
Your participant ID followed by pound. You are in the meeting then. There are more than 30 participants in the meeting.
And how do I unmute? I am unmuted.
Rebbe can mute the audio.
Yeah. Rebbe should mute his computer.
Got it. Okay. Fine. So anyway, so Rashi says that Rashi asks you, what's the shayla of the Gemara? There's a bar Rabbi Yemotze. So, and the dikas was bar Rabbi Yemotze. So it's very unclear in Rashi. So therefore, what do you want? If the dikka would be for bar Rabbi Yemotze, so then what would that mean in regard who has to be baidik? Does that mean the mask will be baidik? The seichel will be baidik? They would both be baidik? That's a very big shayla. What's trapped in the Rashi? It has a lot to do with the vine that I told you that even if you don't own the chametz, but if it's Yiddish chametz, you're over by your Rabbi Yemotze too. So maybe the seichel is over, and maybe the mask is over also. This is a mess, and this is part of the limud of the Gemara that now. But like upon him, it says in Rashi that if Dika was for by your Rabbi Yemotze, so that would determine Ami Lizdaik in a certain way. But Rashi says no, but Dika is not for by your Rabbi Yemotze because the bittul be al masagi. Dika is only the Rabbanon. And now that it's only the Rabbanon, so now Chazal had a shayla. Now the Gemara has a shayla. The Perich Chazal mi mutal is the Perich of this Rabbanon on the mask here on the Seich. So the lot that has to be extracted from this Rashi, our Rashi, and the Gabi Luchat and Dikas Chomets. But one thing I think for sure that this Rashi is against this is not like the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Because according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, what Chazal did when they were Masakim Dika is they put back the Bar Yom HaYimotzeh. That even though the bittul be al masagi, but now the rabbanon they said bittul doesn't work, and you're back to bal yor ba'imotzei. So bal yor ba'imotzei, and a deraisa, if a deraisa dik bal yor ba'imotzei would be dispositive of who should be baidik. So now that it's a rabbanon, what's the difference? Mid rabbanon, there's still a bal yor ba'imotzei. It's mukach and Rashi that now the Chazal said that now that the bittul be al masagi, so the bdika is no longer to take care of Bar Yom HaYimotzeh. It's just a Torah of a Takanas Chachamim. So now we can have a Bayit. Torah is Al Mimut. A Bayit is not like a Shechon HaKarah. The problem is that it's not only not like a Shechon HaKarah, right? That it's not like a Shechon HaKarah. So maybe Shechon HaKarah didn't say that he's saying it in Rashi. But there's still an issue here. L'chayr, it's not only not like a Shechon HaKarah. L'chayr, it's not like Rashi in the base. Because Rashi in the base says that Dika is Shal Yavro Bal Yom HaYimotzeh. So if Dika is Shal Yavro Bal Yom HaYimotzeh, so then what's the difference? If the same way if there would be a Bal Yom HaYimotzeh Midiraisa, that would determine who should be Vaidik. So now the Chazal, no, Bittul Be'al Masagi. But Chazal now said you have to be Vaidik anyway, Shal Yavro Bal Yom HaYimotzeh. So what's the difference? So however, Bal Yom HaYimotzeh would have determined the Chiyuv Dika had it been a Deraisa. So now that it's a Derabbanan Shel Yavro Bal Yom HaYimotzeh, it should still determine who should be Baidik. So Chayr is a steer between this Rashi and the Rashi by us. I think I have a shot. A lot is connected to the student of Dalit, so it's a little bit ahead of ourselves, but still I want to finish the thought. Again, it's very unclear in Rashi. When Rashi asked the question, what about Bal Yom HaYimotzeh? Like, why doesn't that determine? So again, it's very unclear in Rashi. Who does he mean? Bal Yom HaYimotzeh of the Seicher, Bal Yom HaYimotzeh of the Maskir. Who's Bal Yom HaYimotzeh are we talking about? It's very not spelled out in Rashi. If you hold like the Goyim, and the Goyim is the Daikin in Rashi, not just the Goyim is the Daikin in Rashi, so it's very likely Rashi sheet is for sure. The Goyim is the Daikin in Rashi by the Gemara of Shulchat HaRoi, of Alat HaRoi, Shul HaChem, Shul Gavoy, it's Gemara in a few places. So Rashi in several places says, Alat HaRoi, Shul HaChem means like Chomets of a Goyim. The guys and dying. The Rashi understood that after Roy Shalachem, the din that there's no Bal Yom HaYimotzeh and Chomet Shalachem means Chomet of a guy. Or Hefker also, presumably, I guess. But Chomet of a Jew, there is Bal Yom HaYimotzeh. So if that's the case, so could very well be that the Bal Yom HaYimotzeh over here means if I have Chomet of a Jew in my Rishus, I'm over Bal Yom HaYimotzeh. So then it could very well be that the Secher over here would be over Bal Yom HaYimotzeh. The guy doesn't talk about this Rashi, but the feed the guy, it could very well be that the Seichel would be a candidate for Bal Yom HaYimotzeh. It's his Rishus. The Gemara calls it Chomets Rishus HaGoy. It's his Rishus. Well, later on discusses why it's really with Sechez Shus. It's really Schiris like Kanye and other areas of Halacha. Schiris not a Kenyan. Well, see, yeah, but by Matzi is totally, and by whom is it Matzi the Yabai? So it is cool that it's an Isra Shus. So it's an Isra Shus. And if Yiddish Chacham, it's an Isra Shus. The Sechez is a candidate for Bar Yabai Matzi. But it could also be that the mask is over Bar Yabai Matzi. Because the mask here is certainly his chametz, and it's, in a way it's his rishus, it's his bias. I mean, he was mastered out, so it's motzi to the soicher, but it's also literally the bias of the skiris lekanya. It's literally the bias of the masking. So it's at least arguable that they would both be over by Rabbi Matz. And if that's the case, so maybe what Rashi is saying is like this. Rashi is saying, what's the shaila al mi lipik? Does the soicher have to be vaidik? Does the mask have to be vaidik? They're both going to be over by Rabbi Matz. So if they're both going to be over by Rabbi Matz, so a lot of they both have to be vaidik. We don't have to decide on whom is the chil. They're both, they have the threat, they both of them have the threat of Bar Yorba Matz hanging over them. Let them work it out themselves. They have a chil, they have an issue Bar Yorba Matz that they're about to be over. So why do they have to get rid of the chomets? They both have to get rid of the chomets because they both have this chil. They both have this issue that they're going to be over. So we need to have a buyer on me lived like. The muscle, two people put pas in a tanner and it's about to bake. And they're going to both be over, maybe Shnayim Sh'osu, but I'm not getting to Shnayim Sh'osu. They're going to both be Mechal Shabbos. And now we're going to have a Shaila. On me, is it little that they should take the bread out before the Mechal Shabbos? I need a buy about that. It's little on both of them because they're both about to be Mechal Shabbos. It doesn't need a psach. If one doesn't do it, the other one has to do it because whoever doesn't do it, if one of them doesn't do it, they're both going to be over by Rabbi Matz. So that's Rashi's question. Rashi's saying, well, what is the Shiloh here? It's by Rabbi Matzah on both of them. So why would you even have a Shiloh? So Moshe says, no. By Rabbi Matzah, they could both, by Rabbi Matzah, he's taken off by Bittul. LMI, Midrabanu, we don't want to rely on the Bittul. Why don't we rely on the Rabbi Matzah? It's like the Ran, Shema Levato, the Lev Shola, and Shema Yishkach Levato, like the Nimuki Yosef, like the Rabbi Yechil, rather, or maybe Shema Levato, the Lev Shola, like the Nimuki Yosef. We have all kinds of reasons why we don't rely on the bittul. But that's not a threat that we can threaten them with. The soicher could say, I'm going to be mevatel b'leish sholem. I'm not going to forget to be mevatel. I'm not going to be nimlach on my bittul. I need bittul. You, Chazal, you're worried about maybe, who knows what's going to be. So be mevatel with the masker. So let the masker take care of it. Why do I don't believe in this trash. And the masker could say the same thing. Elamai, but it's a takonis chachomim. You don't believe in it, but it's a takonis chachomim. A takonis chacham has the almin mutl, and whom will the chacham be sakar? And the master and the seich. That's what he's shouting. Terech zal almin mutl. Maybe then the Rashi is no seer. Rashi and by us says you have to be bodek shema shaliyavu bar yavu master. We'll say like the Yishayim, because the Chazal didn't want to rely on the bittul for whatever agenda they had. Didn't want to rely on the bittul shema levata b'leish shalom and so on. So we don't want to. Chazal don't want to rely on the bittul, and therefore they said you should be bodek. Because maybe the bit was not good, and therefore, in order not to be over by Rabbi Matzah, you should be by them. But it's a takanah Chazal, because Chazal were afraid Shemuel about the Bleish Shalom. And that Dalit, we're actually discussing something else. Why do we have to? Why do we need a takanah Chazal? This by Rabbi Matzah. Of course, they have to be by them. So what's the Mishayla? And whom are Chazal masakin? What do you mean? And whom are Chazal masakin? They're both going to have by Rabbi Matzah. They both have to be by them. Because the threat of by Rabbi Matzah is derisive. There's a threat hanging over their head. So why do they have to be Baidik? Both of them. So the Mercer, no, they can each say that I'm not going to be able to buy Rabbi Matzah. Elamai, but it's a takana. Chazal were afraid, Shem Levat of the Leish Shalom. Chazal were afraid maybe you'll be able to buy Rabbi Matzah. So then you have to come out to a takana Chazal. And a takana Chazal is to both of their sakes. So then we have to know, like this takana Chazal, I'm Mihiti Lutek, and a Terech Zal Mimutu. And whom were Chazal Matzah of Terech of this Zika that Chazal were Matzah, because Chazal are the Chazal, Shem Levat of the Leish Shalom. So I think that's a issue for the Rashi, the steel between the Rashi and the Balad and the Rashi by us. We'll get this with Mask and Seich, and maybe we'll rethink it. But the top of the time being, it seems to me that this is what you have to say to the Yashu, the steer and the Rashi. But it's still not like the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Because according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, even though they were Mabatel, Chazal undid the Bittul. Chazal said the Bittul doesn't work. So if the Bittul doesn't work, so now they both have hanging over their heads, and Isser Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzi Nidivei Seichim. And Issim and Divrei Seifim is also an Issim. If they have hanging over both of their heads an Issur by Yoel by Yossi and Divrei Seifim. So the same way, if it will be an Issur their Isa, we would have said, who cares how Mivlev like? They both have to be Baidik because they both have the Issur hanging over their heads. So now that it's an Issur Darabon, what's the difference? If you have an Issur Darabon over your head, it's not something to be scared of. So they would still both have to be Baidik. It's Mukhuk and Rashi, and that's the Lashon and Rashi, that now there's no Bar Yoel Matzi. Once you're Mavakal, Bar Yoel Matzi is finished. You're not only Bar Yoel Matzi, not Midrash, not Midrabanu. There's a Chiyuv Dika. What's the reason for Chiyuv Dika? Taka, like the Ram, Shemel Yavakal B'Lev Sholem, or Shemel Yishkach, or Shemel Yimolech. Those are reasons why you have to be Baidik. But you're not over Bar Yoel Matzi, you're not Baidik. If you're not Baidik, you're not over Bar Yoel Matzi, unless you're Nimlech HaMibitl or something. But if you're Mavakal properly, you're not going to be over Bar Yoel Matzi. You just have failed to fulfill the Takana. Failure to fulfill a takana, then now we have to decide on whom is the takana. So that's, I think, that's the issue for the two Rashi's. But it's not like the Shulchan Aruch Harach. So I think that's Taka too. And it's Rashi, I think, cannot be like the Shulchan Aruch Harach. And that's okay for me, because the big revach in the Shulchan Aruch Rav was that it reconciled Taisus with the Gemara Dav Zayin. Taisus says Bitul Shem Yovel Ochle. How did it assume with the Gemara Dav Zayin? The link is not Mitzim Echibus. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav gave me a way to connect it. That even though Hashem Elohim Atah Bolei, even though the Takana Bikul Shem Yovel Ochle, but what Chazal did when they made the Takana was they said the Bitul didn't work. So I'm there. That's the Gemara Dav Zayin. Now it's about Yovel Ochle and different Seifim Mitzim Echibus. That's the Esmachta of Bikul. According to Rashi, the kasha was never shown in the first place. Dika is a takana, shemelu about the belief shalom. So Chazal made a takana that you should be baidik lest the bittul not be effective. Well, in case the bittul is not effective, then what do you need to do to get rid of Bar Yoel Bar Yemotze? Mitzim mechipas, you have to be baidik. So if you're Rashi, pushing make our lesson from the Gemara Dav Zayin. We presented it that way. The Gemara Dav Zayin was good for Rashi. So we didn't need the strong medicine of the Shulchan Aruch Harach. If he places a sheriff in the Gemara Dav Zayin, the Dika is a different takana shem yodel ochle. So why does the Merlin not mitzi in the chibos? So for Taisus, we'll say the Shulchan Aruch Harach, that even though the Sivas at takana was shem yodel ochle, but the concept of the takana was that they undid the bittul. So they made it very good the Gemara Dav Zayin. Rashi doesn't need it. I think Rashi actually can't hold like the Shulchan Aruch Harach, because Rashi and Daf Dalet is mukhuk, not like the Shulchan Aruch Harach. Rashi and Daf Dalet are a different mouth in the sugi anyway. Anyway, that's as far as the Shulchan Aruch Harach is concerned. Yeah.
In the Hemshach of Tosos tries to figure out why this Zera Ashel Yovel Achol should be different here than other Yisur Hena and the like. If really this right. The whole Zera is really coming from Bayrai Bay Matzeh, so why does he have to bother? I mean, if the whole idea of this is really because Bayrai Matzeh, there should be a connection.
You're asking a very good question. Who's talking? Who was that?
Yosef Bram?
Yosef. Okay. Very good question. Maybe we'll have to talk about that. What's the next thing that I wanted to talk about? But maybe I'll reshuffle. So Yosef is asking, Taisus asked, how come by this Yisrael of Chometz, so Chazal and Maastricht Bior, Dika and Bior? And you all find the other Yisrael know that Chazal and Maastricht Bior. Dika and Bior. So Taisus Chilukim over here. It's like Bodol Minei the whole year round. So you're used to it. There's a bigger Shem Yovel Achlay, but maybe because the Torah itself was Machmir that with Bar Yoel Bar Yemotze, which you don't find in Shari soon. So Yosef is asking, what's this kasha in the first place? The Fidush Shulchan Aruch Harav. Even though the Sibas Hakakon was Shel Yovel Achlay, but what they were misakin was that they said the Bittul doesn't work. And the mele yoyver by Yoel by Motzim Divrei Seifim. That's not really shayach by other Yisur. By other Yisur, there is no by Yoel by Motzim. So even if the agenda of Shem Yovel Ochli could have by Shari Surim, but the particular takana of Dikas Chometz, that the way they made the takana was to be oikir the bittul, and mele to put you back into by Yoel by Motzim. That's not shayach by Shari Surim. So Yichilanu Leimar. The Taisus means to ask that it's true, the way they made the takon over here, you wouldn't have a shari soon. This tricky way they made the takon, they made this clever way of making the takon. They under the bittul, now you're back at the Bar Yoel Bar Yemotze. And now you need to go on there. So that you wouldn't have a shari soon. But even Shari Surim, there is still an agenda of Shem Yovel Ochle. So Chazal should have a Misakha that you have to get rid of it. Like comments after a Pesach. Places told him that you're the comments after Pesach. You also have to be Mubavar. You also have to be Baidu. That's the first thing we're in that field. Not like Rashi over there. Pastor's place to Rashi, which is also, I think, place himself speaks out. Rashi also thinks it's only Shuli Avra Bar Yobay Motsa, it's Achar Pesach, it's not Shaya. So Rashi learns to learn that there's no Dika Achar Pesach. And places learns that Dika Shemi Yobal Ochle, even after Pesach, it's Shemi Yobal Ochle. I wouldn't even ask the Pesach, it's Shemi Yobal Ochle, but this way of making the Takhani you don't have. And the answer is in a Hanami. This tricky way to make the Takhani, you're not going to have after a Pesach, but Shemi Yobal Ochle didn't go away. So you have to go to Shemi Yobal Ochle without a Bracha. Places will be without a Bracha. Because the Bracha is only when it's a Bar Yobay Motsa Dika Vedika. But that doesn't get you off the hook, so you have to still be baidik without a bracha. So Pesach is asking, but Shari Shum, you'll be baidik like Achar Pesach without a bracha. So that's I think, an end. That's a sufficient answer. But it could be to something else as well. The Sasem is Kesha Kasha. Who told Tysus that by Shari Surim there's no Chiyuv Biur? The Mishnah says at the end of Tmura, the last Mishnah at the end of Tmura says that all of the Surya I know fall into one of two categories, Nisrafim and Mikbarim. Some Surya I know you have to burn, like Orla, like Karen, and some Surya I know you just have to bury. The Mishnah says, Hanikbarim lo Yisrafim, Lanisrafim lo Yikovim. The ones that are supposed to be straight, you're not supposed to bury. And the ones that are, well, first of all, the Mishnah says there's a chiluk that hanikbarim, sorry, hanisrofim afan mutter. Those of you who know that you're supposed to burn, once you burn them, the afer is mutter. So Taisa says there's nasim isvasa. If the Mishnah is to burn them, then once you burn them, the Yisrael goes away. Nikbarim don't have that. If you take nikbarim, so you know, like basa b'chalav or something, and you burn it, the ashes are still also bana. You still be nana from the basa b'chol, but you're nana from the ashes. So that's one chiluk. The Mishnah says, "Hanisrofim afan mutter, hanikbarim afan also." Then the Mishnah says, "Hanikbarim lo yisarfu." Not supposed to burn those yisareno that are supposed to be buried. The Gemara says, "Because if you're going to burn them, it'll be left with ashes, and the ashes are still going to be also because they're really nikbarim, which are afan also, and the ashes are going to be sitting around. Someone's going to be nana from the ashes. It'll be a nichshol. So the nikbarim have to be buried and not burned." Then the Mishnah says, and it's straw from Lo also. The ones that are supposed to be burned should not be buried. So Rashi says, because if you bury them, somebody might uncover them and be netted from them. Better to burn them, the ashes are mutter, and the straw from the ashes are really mutter, so better to burn them and take off the Yisrael altogether. Okay, your answer, Rashi, is what do you need it? And it's straw from Lo Yikovu, because the Torah said in Mr. Sefer, you're about to be Mr. Sefer. We'll come back to all this in a minute. But our Kapanim is a mission of all Yisrael know, or maybe tomorrow, all Yisrael know are either Nikbarim or Nisrof. So of this Fasemis, so you see that you have to get rid of Yisrael know. You see, the only, if they're not Nisrof, there's some Yisrael know, the Torah prescribes Shreifa. So the Torah prescribes Shreifa, fine, the Torah prescribes Shreifa. Maybe Tosfos only asking from the ones that the Torah didn't prescribe Shreifa from. The Torah only prescribed, didn't prescribe anything. But it's not true, because you see in the Mishnah that all the ones that are not Nisrofim we label as Nikbarim. We don't say there are Nisrofim and then there are things you're allowed to keep around in your closet. There's either Nisrofim or Nikbarim. Says it's Hasenna, so he doesn't understand the whole places. Avad is a Chiyuv Biur by Shari Surena. Either B'Sreifa or B'Kura, Mishnah of Pereshus. So Elchanan, in the Mara Mokam, they bring all this to the kiss. In the Rav Chanan wants to say a teretz, the place is kasha not from beer, is kasha from diko. Lo yimatzinu by shari surim shalichi of diko. So that's very sure. First of all, the lashon of place is beer, not diko. Number two, the Sfas himself, I don't know if the Rav Chanan saw the Sfas Emes inside, the Sfas Emes himself is oimid on that. He says, that's not a kasha. Why is no diko by Bosa Becholo? Why would I have to be biting my ass in Bosa Becholo? I never ate Bosa Becholo in my life. Why would I think there's Basa B'Cholov in my house? So Chiyuv Dika every night, every night you have to be Basa your house from Basa B'Cholov. Well, I don't know, Chiyuv Dika is not Shaiach B'Shari Surim. Chayus Kashim was never from Chiyuv Dika. Chomets, you have to be Basa. Because I have a house full of Chomets, and now all of a sudden it comes to Pesach, so I have to be Basa. Tosfos never bothered how come Shari Shum don't have a Chiyuv Bdikah. My whole house is not a Mokum Shem Machnisim by Basa B'Cholom. The Tosfos asks them Bir. If I have a Chiyuv Bir by Chomets, I have to get rid of the Chomets. And Basa B'Cholom, Tosfos asks, we don't have a Chiyuv Bir, you're allowed to leave it around. So the Sassama says, what do you mean you're allowed to leave it around? The Mishnah says you have to bury it. So you just sell it for cash. So you're not, obviously not allowed to leave, not allowed to leave it around. So what does Tosfos want? So the Chazanish says the Teres. It's also the Maramach. The Chazanish answers that Avad Oli Sura no, you have to get rid of. If it belongs to you. But if you're masker it, then there's no chiyuv to get rid of it. Now, you have to preface. You can't be masker it once it became also b'ano, because once it's, that's actually the more later on. Once something becomes also b'ano, you can't be masker it. It's not in your rishus to be, you don't have enough bilas on it to be masker it. But you could be masker it before it became also b'ano. The bosu b'chalim before you cooked it, you could be masker it. The kiliyat kerem before it was Moshef Messiah, you could be masker it. You could, the arlo before the pre was nigma, you could be masker it. So it says, by Shari Sereno, Abada, the Zechir Fira, once it became Asa Bano, you have to get rid of it. But if you mask it before it became Asa Bano, Lo Matsino, you have to get rid of it anymore. And you don't have a Chir any more than I have to get rid of all the Basa B'Cholov in the world. I don't have to get rid of all the Basa B'Cholov in the world. My Basa B'Cholov, I have to get rid of. But if I mask it before it became Basa B'Cholov, Lo Shemano, that should be a problem. By Chomet, even if I mask it, I did Bittel, I still have to be by the Kimavar. That was Taisus Kashi. Taisus Kashi is, how come by Shari Sereno, you don't have a. By Shari Sereno, you can be masker. And by Chomet, being masker is not enough. You have to be, you still have to be Mavar. That was Taisus Kashi. Akkam the Chazanish. Lefit the Chazanish comes out that Taisus Kashi is a Hemshech. Well, it's anyway Hemshech. Taisus is a Hemshech for what he said, Shami Yovel Ochle. The Dikish Shami Yovel Ochle. So how come by Shari Sereno, you don't have Shami Yovel Ochle? The Hemshech is even more. That how come by Chomet, even after you masker it, that was the whole Taisus. You already did Bittel, why do you have to dig it? So Taisus said, even though you did Bittel, there's a Shami Yovel Ochle. So Taisus now asking, how come by Shari Surim it's not that way? By Shari Surim, after you masker it, you don't have to do it, you don't have to do it. Maybe it's Kidmus Raya from the Ran. The Ran also brings this Kasha of Taisus. And the Lashon in the Ran, when he asks the Kasha, but the lesson of the Ran when he asked the Kasha is, dika b'chametz yosim b'bishari surim v'lo yisomcha al abitul. How come chachamim were matzich dika b'chametz more than b'shari surim when they didn't rely on bitul? But see the Chananish, it's part of the Kasha. How come b'shari surim they relied on bitul and by chametz they didn't rely on bitul? Yeah, but it's really not mukhuf the deal. The Ran means, if you didn't do bittul, then there'd be bayor b'yomotzei, so there'd be no kash in the first place. But if the Torah said bayor b'yomotzei, there's nothing to talk about. But since you did bittul, so how can you still worried about shemayor v'lochay more than by shari sur? It's just around, it really is not around. But kapal azay look to chaznish. So I want to be nice, but if you the chaznish, Yosef's question is answered, because Yosef's question was, what's Taisus kash by according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, what Taisus kash? By Chometz and Pesach, they didn't stamp say Shem Yovel Ochloi. Because Chazal were concerned Shem Yovel Ochloi, they did a dray. They did a trick. They took off the bittel and they said the bittel doesn't work and now you still have Bar Yovel Yimotze. By Shari Shum, there's nothing analogous to that. So already said it, Teres, maybe it's like Chometz Achar Pesach. But the Fila Chazanish, it's Poshut. By Shari Shum, there's also Chiyot Bir. Just like there's a Bar Yovel Yimotze by Chometz. So by Shari Shum is also, so to speak, about your by Matzah. There's a din probably in the Rabbanim, but there's a din the Rabbanim that all the Surah are Nikbarim. I didn't start from a Nikbarim. That means the Rabbanim said you can't leave the Surah around. So there is something like about your by Matzah, by Shari Shum too, namely the din of Nikbarim, that only Surah are need Kluah or Sefer. By Chometz they said, but by Shari Shum you can get out of it with the Hefka. And by Chometz and Pesach, they said, no, the Hefker doesn't get you out of it because we were mafkir the Hefker. We said the Hefker doesn't work since it once belonged to you and it's in your rishus. So even if you try to be mafkir, we said that the Chazal said it doesn't work and you still labor by your own Yimotze. So why did they do the same thing by Shari Sereno? They should have said, even if you mafkir it, it doesn't work and there's still a chiyuv for it. Shall we have a law for it? So So this has, if we learn like the Chazon Ish, I think there'll be a Rebbech in Yosef's Kash. I had a Kash on the Chazon Ish from Taisus Ben Peretz. Taisus by us asked the Kash only by Suri Ano. Why is it given Shari Suri Ano? Right? That's what Taisus asked the Kash. Matan Shechniu Khan, Sami Shari Suri Ano. It's Mashon Taisus that from Isuri Achila he wasn't bothered. Why weren't Chazal Machmir that you're not allowed to leave Chazir in your house? Or Chaylev and Dam? That Taisus never asked. He only asked from Isuri Ano. Mashon said apparently Taisus held that from Isuri Achila is no cash. Why would Chazal say the Asim Mivar? It's still not to Bano. I could get the benefit from it. I could sell it. I could be Nene from it. If you're going to tell me they have to destroy this, it's a big Hesed. That never bothered places. Why did Chazal allow you to leave Yisuri Achila now? The Kasha L'Chatzil was only from Yisuri Ano. And the Masha is a Kasha, because the Hemshech Taisus talks about Nozir. Nozir is only Yisuri Achila. Masha says, no, because really Nozir, really means Nadarim. But Kapodim, the Poshim Shach in Taisus, he's only asking from Yisuri Ano. That's why you have the Sassemis as Kasha. Yisuri Ano, there really is a Chiyah, Bir Nikvarim. So the Chazon Ish says, no, but the Kash is on why isn't Hefker, but there Hefker works, and here Hefker doesn't work. In Rabbeinu Peretz, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, he asked the Kash from Chaylev and Dam. How can you leave Chaylev and Dam around? Why isn't there Shem Yavala Ochle? And this is the same Peretz, like Bedili Mine. There's Bedili Mine. And then he talks about Yai Nesach. How come Yai Nesach you're allowed to have around? And he said, Yai Nesach, L'chayra, you're not Bible from Yayin. So he answered, no, but you're Bible from Yayin Nesach. That's the Hemshech of the Taisha Ben Aperet. Now, Chaylev Adam, Yisuri Achila are not Menan Ikvarim. You don't have to bury them. You pack a lot of them. Those you're really allowed to leave them around. So the Taisha Ben Aperet, if he's asking on Yisuri Achila, so his Kash is not, how come Hefker doesn't work? His Kash is, why are you allowed to have them around? He says, okay, maybe that's his Kash. Why are you allowed to have them around? But then he starts talking about Yayin Esach is Nikbar, you're not allowed to have it around. So there you must say, oh, now he's switching gears, he's not asking about why you're allowed to have it around, you're not allowed to have it around, it's Nikbar. He's asking, but there Hefker doesn't work, how come Hefker doesn't work? It's very Shven Tesha Ben Peres. It's like talking, he's, it's one Hemshech of Tesha Ben Peres. How can you allow to have Caleb and I'm around? He says, well, because it's Bedili Mine, and he says, what about Yayin Esach is Lay Bedili Mine, because people are drink Yayin the whole year round. And he says, yes, but from Yayin Esach, they are Bible, it's one Hemshech. And the Chazon Ish is going to have to be very nitchak that he's handling two different kashas entirely. When he talks about Chaylev Adam, he's talking about why you're allowed to have it around. Because Chaylev Adam, you're really allowed to have it around. It's not Nikvar. You're allowed to have it around and be netted from it. And then when he starts talking about Yai Nesach, which you're really not allowed to have around, it's Nikvarim. So we're going to have to say, no, there he's talking about the Chazon Ish. This is a version of the question. You know, why are you allowed to have it around after you were masquerade? Very hard to read that into the Tosfos Ben Aperet. So that's a gishmak for the Chazon Ish. Yes, then we buy the kasha. So what is Taisa talking about? So they're not attacking the there, they're attacking the bar. There is a chiyah beer. So nochem, just to sum up, the Sfatem says the kasha. He says, what does Taisa want from Shai Sirena? Shai Sirena, why is there no chiyah beer? There is a chiyah beer. Nikvar and Misraf, and that's the Mishnah Tumah, Mishnah Mufresh. Rav Chana wants to answer the Taisus asking from the Chiyuv Bikur. Sfatemis himself says that's not a kasha at all. It's Mokim Shei Machnisim by Basur B'Cholim. My home is a home Shei Machnisim by Basur B'Cholim. I don't have any of that stuff in my house. Why would it be a Chiyuv Bikur? Avad Rechai the kasha was on Biur. So what do you mean? The Mishnah says you have to be with us. So the Chaznis learns that the Pshat L'Gmar's kasha is why do you have to be. That of course, the Gemara, that person knows that you do have to be Mavar Shari Sirena. But the Kasha is, by Shari Sirena, Hefker helps, presumably. And over here, we find a special din that they said Hefker doesn't help. And that was the Gemara, that was Taisus' Kasha. And even then, you have to know, how does Taisus know that Bittul doesn't help, that Bittul helps by Shari Sirena? Maybe Hefker doesn't work by Shari Sirena either. Like Shemana, maybe. Nakapanim, that's the Chazon Ish. I said it's there's a Rebach Papiosus Kasha on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. But I think, but it's actually many parents, I think it's a problem now. It's actually many parents to ask the cash and ask me to turn up from Chelim and Dan. Chelim and Dan, a lot of the cash is Kipshutai, no fancy, Chasmish. Kipshutai, Chelim and Dan, you're allowed to have in your cupboard. You're allowed to keep around. And you're allowed to keep Chelim and Dan around. Yeah, embassy is lovely. There's a place, I'll give you my remark. There's a place for. About the camera, I talked about the Surya Chila and how much you're allowed to keep them around and whether there's a Shash Takola. This is about the camera, where's this? Cooked as well, I think. I'll tell you more exactly. Where's the bottom? That's the point of pastors in place of the parents. He asked from Chelim and Dan, he's not asking about being masculine. He says, Chelim and Dan, you're allowed to have it around. I shall be over the Ochlet. Says along the lines of places. And then he starts talking about Yahin Nessa. Different kinds of niches, apples and oranges. Different kinds of castors entirely. So that's a very big basic in the Chazanis' trap. Altogether, the Chazanis' trap is the basic, the lot of sauce in the places. The loss of the Taisus is not a master like the Chazanish. So then I had to question the doctor. So what's Taisus talking about? Shari Yisurim. A body has to be rid of Shari Yisurim. Maybe I'll leave it as a kasha. Maybe tomorrow we'll finish that off. Take a look at the Mishnah at the end of tomorrow about HaNisofim, HaNikvarim, with the Rashi I told you, with the Vitegar and the Gilead Hashem. Yeah, maybe there's something to talk about. Then I want to finish the Tosfos. Still a few odds and ends in the Tosfos that we haven't done. Kikur B'Shmekara, we didn't talk about Kikur B'Shmekara at all. Talk about Kikur B'Shmekara. Tosfos has a cast and a Rashi from Kikur B'Shmekara, or it brings at least a riot and sheep from Kikur B'Shmekara. So there's a Rabbeinu in the Tosfos made a Peretz. He says a Peretz. The Tosfos cast from Kikur B'Shmekara. Take a look at that. You want to think through if it's a full teretz for Taisus Kasher, and then I want to go to that house. I want to the next. I want to all the gemaras, but or to your mom. Yeah, you should do it by yourself. But I'm not going to do that in Shia. I think that we have a limited amount of time. We're going to go to that house to the two dots. Okay, everybody should be well.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you.
Thank you, Abby.